Bonjour, New Moons. I am Josie, the Afro-Latina Regina George of Witchery, and you are tuned in to the frequency of the Lua Nova podcast. And as promised, I have brought back my original guest, my first guest of the season, my man, Eric. The sound was terrible. And we're not going to harp too much on the sound. You all are not going to give me too much. However, I want to take a very special second here to say a very strong and loud. I was going to say strong and wrong, but that's not accurate. I want to take a second here to say a very special muito obrigada to all of the new moons, including all of you who are new to my show, because it was the most listened to episode. And many of you didn't have any idea who was going to be my guest because I didn't mention it in the show notes. I didn't mention it on social media. And many of you have really been hanging in there as we're moving. And I had no idea that moving to a bigger place took this amount of time and this amount of effort, but it did. And I just wanted to take a second. I know I normally say my thank yous at the end of the show, but I wanted to say it right now. For not only making him feel super welcome, but letting me know that I was really on to something here with the dynamic that we have together when it comes to a podcast. Not every couple can do a podcast. We've even watched other couples do podcasts together and been like, this is so boring and they don't really have a lot of chemistry. So I want to welcome back my guest from the last episode, my man. You all can call him Eric, but I'm just going to refer to him as my man. So thank you, Eric, for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. And let's get started. You know the vibes. Okay, New Moon. So last time we did the tarot reading first, and we're going to do the same thing. We're going to each pick a card. I'm going to shuffle, cleanse the deck, and then hand the cards. What was that? Why did my voice crack like I was 13? hand the deck over to Eric, and he's going to shuffle. And we're going to pick a card for you, okay? So, the pink unicorn in the room is my disclaimer. A collective reading is meant for a collective audience, meaning that if it is for you, it is meant for you. If you do not consent to having your tarot cards read, well, that's some wine, guys, then I do advise you to go ahead and skip ahead to the other sections of the show, okay? And I do a one-card reading. I do not read reversals. There's not a particular amount of times that I shuffle. You hear the cards sticking together. That's because I actually cleanse my deck. And I try to tell y'all all the time what to look for when it comes to scammers out there. That's a big one. You notice a lot of these scammers, you never see them actually cleanse the deck. And they will jump right into a reading without even asking you for your consent. So a real reader will always ask for your consent. And your card actually has already popped out, guys. So I'm going to put it aside. I'm going to cleanse the deck. And then I'm going to hand the deck over to Eric. And then he's going to pick one. And as I said before, Eric is not a reader and I am. So before any of you are like, well, how come he's not reading the card himself? That's why. Because everybody is not a reader and that's okay. We all have different spiritual gifts. Okay. So 1 second while I cleanse this deck. And then he will be picking a card for you as well. Okay. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, New Moons. I'm not loving this reading. So I don't know what's going on. But as we go into Mercury retrograde, which begins April the 1st, I want to say that just always know that I'm here for you. Because there's like a heavy energy that, I don't know, I'll be honest with you guys, I don't really love this reading. That tells me that there's somebody out here who needs some words of encouragement, and I'm going to try my hardest to deliver that for you, okay? So, the first card, the one that I chose, is the Five of Cups. The second card is the Devil. Number 15, and the Devil in tarot is a very important card, okay? I'll get to that card in a second, but we're going to start with the Five of Cups. Eric pulled the Devil. I pulled the Five of Cups. So with the Five of Cups, in a normal tarot deck, you're going to see a person crying. They essentially are crying over spilled milk. There are three cups that are turned over, and there are two cups right behind them that are upright. And what I've always associated the Five of Cups with is somebody who focuses a lot on the negative. It focuses a lot on all of the things that are going wrong. For instance, you hit every single red light, but you're not focusing on that you still got to work on time. You just got a promotion, but you're so focused on the fact that, well, but I wanted more money and I didn't say it in the thing. Instead of thinking like, look at all you've accomplished to get to that promotion. You're focusing a lot on the negative. And I want you to keep in mind that every single one of us has spirit guides and deities, etc., that watch over us. If you don't believe in that, that's fine. But I have seen this firsthand in my own life. And when I think to myself, all that I've been through, it was always with the spirit guides having my back. And although I'm not a spirit guide, I am most certainly somebody who has your back. And so I'm saying this from a place of love. I am so sick of people focusing so much on everything that's wrong instead of everything that's right. So you see, the spirit guides, what that says to them is that nothing else needs to go right for you because you haven't learned anything and you're not actually grateful for anything and you're not ready for the next thing to manifest in your life because look at you, you're not grateful for what you have at all. Okay? And so that is the first reading that I get, which leads into the second part of your reading, which is the Devil card. The Devil card, for those of you who are Christian or learning about Christianity, I need you to understand this. This is never a card that you need to be afraid of. For those of us who are spiritualists, witches, etc., we either believe in Satan as a deity or we don't. I'm one of those people who does not. And that's okay. Just like certain people don't believe in God, I don't believe in Satan. That is just a made up story for me. However, I'm not telling you what you can and can't believe in. But what I am telling you is that when you get this in the tarot, it is not something that you need to be afraid of, but it is something that you need to pay attention to. Because you see, the Devil card is associated a lot, oftentimes, with you're focused a lot on things that don't matter. For instance, I'm going to give you a really good example. Your friend has a Corvette, and so you feel like you need to have a Corvette instead of the fact that you have a paid off vehicle. I don't care what kind of vehicle. I don't care if it's a Kia from 2010. It doesn't matter. Your vehicle's paid off. They live at home with their mom. So like, do you see what I'm going here with? The Devil card represents you focusing a lot on addiction or material shit or things that just don't matter. And so you become so consumed with it that, to use the example of the Christian Satan, that takes over your life. That becomes a bigger deal to you than you focusing on what actually makes you happy. So my read for you this week is to start focusing on the positive, because you see, your spirit guides and your deities, they don't have to put up with your shit. They don't have to have your back. They don't have to listen to you be ungrateful. They don't have to listen to you sit there and talk about shit like, well, my friend has this and my uncle has this and my cousin has this, when you have everything right in front of you. And so when it comes to the divine will not keep blessing you. You will not keep receiving good things in your life when you keep being so disrespectful to the things that you already have. Okay? So that is my reading for you this week, is that I am, be honest with you, I'm disappointed in whoever this is for, because I know you know better. You're grown. You know better. And I want you to start focusing on the good. Okay? Got anything you want to add?
No. You said it all.
But we know why you came here. You came here to hear us give you advice on what we learned from Love is Blind. First of all, we're bored. The reunion dragged. The reunion gave us a lot of what we didn't ask for. And we decided when it comes to the last episode of Love is Blind that the biggest focus was on Clay and AD. So I'm going to turn this over to Eric now and ask you, how did you feel about that last episode when AD gets all the way to the altar and Clay lets her get all the way through her vows and then says no?
I think it was very selfish of him.
Mm-hmm.
Selfish of him of just saying that he didn't want to get married for the fact because of his parents' relationship. Mm-hmm. And for those of ones that watched the show, you know, he went on and on and on and on, like on repeat.
Like every episode.
About how his dad, you know, on what was it, on the 30th or 7th year of the marriage?
7th year.
7th year of the marriage. Like, he was very critical about the time frame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that he cheated on his mother.
Mm-hmm.
But,
he kept saying, I don't want to cheat, I don't want to cheat.
Yeah, he said, I don't want to cheat, I don't want to be like my dad, I'm not, yada yada. I think he was, what was the word that I used earlier? He's very
narcissistic.
He's full of himself.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, we were both rooting for them.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the show, that was the one couple that made sense.
Yeah.
Everybody else just seemed boring. But
predictable too.
Yeah, predictable. But when he went up there and stood there and he knew what he was doing from the start, ain't nothing about, oh, you know, the I was thinking about it or whatnot. Now he knew what he was doing. To be honest with you, I don't think he even wants to be in a relationship.
No.
He's what they call it, a fuckboy.
Yeah.
And he's too full of himself, you know, to let AD walk away and then, you know, the nerve to visit her at the end of the show or towards the end of the show before the, when she was in the room and whatnot.
But you mean after he said no?
Yeah, after he said no and he pretty much gave her all the bullshit lies and whatnot.
Yeah, a lot of gaslighting.
You know? Yeah, gaslighting. There you go. I don't know a lot of these terms.
That's okay. Gaslighting is a TikTok term.
Yeah. But yeah, he was just full of himself.
Yeah. Let's get into their zodiac. Clay is a Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
And AD is a Scorpio. You are a Scorpio, and I am a Virgo. Now, so they are us, the opposite gender.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on their zodiac dynamic?
On Clay, on Clay, like I've heard you say in other episodes that he's an uninvolved Virgo.
Very much.
He's still a child.
Yeah.
He's still a child. And he's babied by his mother a lot.
Big time.
You know, and it's okay. You know, mom's out there. I get it. You know, so.
Especially coming from a Latin household.
Right.
We see that a lot.
Yeah, we see that a lot. But he was babied a lot. He thought that he could get what he wanted and then want to cry about it when he loses it.
Yeah, it was odd. You know, I think he just wanted to fuck.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
It was like, you don't have to lie to us. Just right. Be honest.
Right, exactly. AD, as a fellow Scorpio,
I wish I had more wine.
Me too. My cup is empty.
I'll get you some in a second.
With AD, I think she was really trying to find love.
I think so.
I think this is everybody. That's when you see a Scorpio open up and lets the guard down, because we're known to guard our emotions, our feelings, everything, you know, our trust, you know. And she really trusted this man. Yeah. As a Scorpio, I tend to notice the potential in people, you know, friends, relatives, and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, if I see any type of potential, I'm going to be like, hey, you should do it.
Yeah.
You're good at that. Like, somebody's an artist, you know, drawing and whatnot, you know, you should do it. Or if they're a musical person, you know, you should do it, because I see the potential, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not just gaslighting you, you know, cause that's what we don't do, you know. As a Scorpio, we don't gaslight that much.
Yeah.
I mean, at least I don't.
Well, I feel like so many people are going to be like, yeah, but Eric, but Jeremy is a Scorpio.
Right. True. True. But like I said, the term is unevolved. Yes. You know, she trusted this man. Mm-hmm. And now she's going to have issues with future relationships. Mm-hmm. So now she went back to her, well, not saying that she had a fuck girl era, but as you know,
she might have. We don't know.
We don't know that. But
yeah,
with that being said, because, you know, you get let down at the altar, mm-hmm. you know, now she's going to go back to her fuck girl, because we're very revengeful.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that later when we get into the reunion thing.
Yes.
She'll be very revengeful with mm-hmm. him. And she might give him a chance, but he's going to get his feelings hurt. Big time.
Absolutely.
Big time.
He started crying.
He's very emotional damaged now.
He needs therapy.
And he needs more than therapy. He needs to grow up.
He does act very much so like he's in high school almost. Mm-hmm.
Guys, we did this in high school. Come on. Grow the hell up.
I would say that from an astrology point of view, mm-hmm. What I just do see with Clay, that I see with all Virgos for the most part, is that we're always, right before we speak, we're thinking about how is it going to sound when I say this. And so that made me really not like Clay, because as a Virgo myself, I was like, yes, even though I'm always thinking about what I say before I say it, it's still going to come out authentic. It's still going to come out exactly the way it came out in my head. I'm not going to edit it to try to make somebody else think of me a particular way.
Right.
What I saw a lot with Clay is that you want us to see you in this positive light, but you're not real good at hiding who you really are. Exactly. We see it. We see right through you, in other words. And with AD, again, from an astrology point of view, with the Scorpio, one thing I see is the negative side of that emotion. Of all the water signs, Scorpios and Cancer, I think those two the most. When you're upset with your partner, it does not come out kindly. Yeah. With Pisces, I don't see that as much. But I see this a lot with my mother being a Cancer.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, I'll tell you off mic about an incident that she recently told me about. And I just literally sat back and thought to myself, to use her situation as an example, wow, I can't believe you said that to somebody. Mm-hmm. Because I was blown away by that level of emotion. Yeah. Not to say that Virgos never have emotion. It was that emotion comes out in this almost like, in a very watery way. I can't explain it. Like almost like a tidal wave.
Yeah.
And that's what I saw with AD, and I think she deserved to feel that way.
Yeah, most definitely. He fumbled the bag.
Big time. He's not going to do better.
And not because of her looks or anything. She was really authentic about caring about this man.
She was real kind and loving.
And not of everybody on the show. Everybody else was just messy, except there was the two couples, the one that mm-hmm. called off the engagement and the ones that actually got married. But
And we're not going to discuss the couple that got married, by the way, guys, because there's really nothing there.
Buy a 4-bedroom house, you know. 3-car garage and 2 minivans.
That's what they give us.
Yeah. And that's good. That's good. That's fine. You know, they seem real nice.
Yes. I think they're going to be, I could see them going the long run. I might even pull out the tarot on that one. Maybe in another episode, not today. Or else this episode will be 3 hours long. Yeah. But I will say that I would like to see AD again. Maybe in a different show. Or, you know how they have like a spinoff that's called... Great. I was just looking it up, but I can't remember the name. They have a spinoff, though. I would like to see her again. Maybe with somebody else who would actually value her. But my issue with AD is she doesn't value herself very much.
Yeah.
You know, she really loves the men that have the giant Olympic size red flags, and I wish I understood why. Why do you keep going? Like, who would on earth would go on a date with Matthew?
Right. I think as a fellow Scorpio, we see it as a challenge.
Yeah.
You know, because if that person fails, you know, we're like, I knew you were gonna fail. I knew you were gonna fail. Yeah. But I was willing to like, hey, let's play this little game.
Yeah.
But I think she really liked AD. Because, you know, you could love somebody. We could, you know, we could tell everybody, I love you. We could tell the whole world, I love you. Because it's, you know, it's an emotion that brings happiness to somebody's heart, you know.
Yeah.
But liking that person, you know, do you get along with it? Can you tolerate this person? Well, you shouldn't even be tolerant because you're supposed to get along regardless.
Yeah, you're going to marry this person.
Right, you're going to marry this person and whatnot.
So you just tell everybody you love them? No. No. That what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, the way that I was just describing that. Mm-hmm. But she could do a lot better, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if, because I guess on the reunion part, but he looked like he was wearing a corset. Like
everybody has said that. Why is he sitting like that? Why is he?
He's holding his breath, or I don't know. He might have indigestion. I don't know.
He was just like at attention.
I mean, posture wise, you know, I get it.
That's great, but like, I get relax. It.
But breathe, bro. Yeah. Breathe.
Relax. You know,
it's all right.
I do genuinely think that AD loved him though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the best way that she could. I know that they don't really know each other for that long. I did find out that off camera, and I was off camera, off mic, that the whole thing takes 38 weeks. So they have 38 weeks to get engaged and get married.
That's a whole pregnancy right there.
Oh my God. Not I know nothing lie. About that.
That's a full term right there.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the health lesson. I had no idea. I should probably know that. Yeah. No.
Don't give me no backlash, people. I think that's what it is. Or what is it, 38 or 40?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
We're going to get to Jimmy and Chelsea. There's not a lot there, guys, but let's get to them next. So according to what I've looked up before we recorded, Jimmy and Chelsea are not together. Chelsea says they're hanging out, kind of. And Jessica, who was his second choice, is going to be on the Netflix spinoff. But I don't remember again what it's called. I could have looked that up.
Yeah.
By the way, how long is the pregnancy?
Okay, so... pregnancy lasts for about 280 days or 40 weeks.
That is a nightmare. So,
preterm or premature baby is delivered before 37 weeks of your pregnancy. Mm-hmm. It's considered a premature or preterm baby. So, I mean, I was close.
You were close.
Yeah, I was close. Good. You know, I didn't want to offend, you know.
The ladies?
The women, moms. The moms.
You're not going to offend the moms. My mom listens to this sometimes.
So,
they should be offended.
I was close.
Yes.
I thought I was Grey's Anatomy certified, but I don't
know. You might need to take another course.
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, I never watched Grey's Anatomy before.
I need to binge watch it again. I used to binge watch it.
I like to binge watch Schitt's Creek, as you know. That's my go-to. But this is how boring this reunion was, by the way, guys. Back to the program. Is that we are not even, we couldn't care less about most of the other couples. So Jimmy and Chelsea, there's not really a lot there to discuss. I don't think that they should have gotten married. I'm glad they didn't. Chelsea does not look like Megan Fox. We already know that. She looked great at the reunion. At one point, they bring out Trevor and they ask him, "So, Trevor, you had a girlfriend this whole time?" And then he just freezes up and he says that he doesn't know what to say whenever Nick Lachey calls him out on it. Like, "So, wait, you had a girlfriend this whole time?"
The thing is.
Exactly. What are your thoughts on that? Do you have anything you want to add to Trevor having a girlfriend this whole time?
He's just a fuck boy. I
mean, he just wanted to be famous.
He just wanted to be famous. Obviously, his YouTube videos are working out. Didn't work out for him.
Yeah.
Or his TikToks. I don't know. You know? First of all, you can't be acting. Never mind. No, I'm gonna say you can't be acting like that if your beard doesn't connect.
Exactly.
I mean, I got a beard, so you know, I have the right to say that. You know.
He had on the security guard shoes.
Yeah, like come on, man. Like, go back to your mom's basement.
He didn't even try for this reunion. He came all wrinkles and shit.
The nerve to say, "Can I leave now?"
I know what, and then Nick said, "Okay."
That's the most Scorpio thing ever, right there. Okay.
I love Nick's response. Okay. Bye. I do want to state, guys, that for those of you listening, that I understand that Eric is very Scorpio, but I never want you all to think that of that as a negative. Okay. I'm very aware of who I'm with. Wow. I'm also a witch, so I tend to be able to read things about people that they don't tell me, etc. And I want to say that a positive thing that I've always loved about Eric since day one is how authentic he's always been with me. I've never felt like at the time that I met Eric, there were other men definitely trying to date me or fuck me, and they never got anywhere close to it because I could see through the bullshit. I could see that, like, they didn't actually care to get to know me. They didn't actually care about anything about me. Whereas Eric would ask me about, let's say, Hoshi. And not from this, like, fake, and Hoshi's my Pomeranian. Not from this, like, fake, I'm just trying to make it seem like I care, but from, like, an authentic place. And then once in a while, he would say something very deep that was about his own life, but you had to like really pay attention because he, like most Scorpios, he wasn't just gonna open up and just tell you everything about his life and everything he's ever felt. Also, we're both from the hood, so there was a lot of relatability there. But I just wanted to make that known that although there's some negative Scorpios here on this cast in particular, that I didn't see that with my relationship with my man. I don't see that, I'll say. So, you know, we're not perfect, but I just want to make that known before any of you try him. Because if you try him, you're trying me. Okay.
Neat. That's neat.
At some point, we do have to talk about Good Girls.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna do the voice.
You're not gonna say, come on, say get in the car, Elizabeth.
Get in the car, Elizabeth. Say me, I would say, get in the car. No, what would I have said? Get in the motherfucking car, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And not walked away. Just stay you down.
And wait.
And wait until you get in the car. Yeah. But I wouldn't have been rude, I would have opened the door.
I know you would have, because that's still that side of you. That's so sweet. Yeah.
But get your ass in the motherfucking car.
And a fun fact, guys. Elizabeth, I normally don't tell you all much about my personal life, but that's also my mother's name. So.
Yeah, she made it weird.
So it's funny every time. Every time I see y'all drooling over Rio on TikTok, it's funny to me when he says, "Get in the car, Elizabeth," because that's my mom's name. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that ruined that. that. Personally, I don't know. I don't get it, guys. But
he's from there too. He's from the LBC, remember?
That's true. Yeah. Eric is from Compton, if you guys don't remember, and I am from Oak Cliff. Yeah. If y'all wanted to know and try to like tell us, well, are you really from the hood? Those of us who are really from the hood don't brag about it. Yeah, we're not going around posting posters about it, wearing it, you know, like.
Wait, I wear my Compton hoodie.
You do wear it, but that's because you're in Texas.
I would wear it in Compton too.
But I would not wear Oak Cliff, I'm going to be honest.
No shade, man.
No shade but shade.
No shade but shade,
yeah. And Oak Cliff might be very upset with me for saying that. I don't give a shit. You know I don't. Yeah, but right. I.
That'd be all right.
I don't. You know, I wear Brazil all day. So I represent my culture more than anything. But back to the show, because this is how boring it is. We keep talking about everything, but there's not a lot here to cover with Chelsea and Jimmy.
No. They hated each other from the get-go.
Their arguments were so weird.
It's just seeing a couple that's been married for 20-25 years and they finally want to call it quits.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know.
That's how you see them.
Yeah. Like, they got bored with... They were bored with each other from the start. And her and what's his name? Trevor?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Trevor got paid to say that.
Yeah, he was never interested in Chelsea.
No.
He's very shallow.
Yeah.
That's why he kept saying, you know, I decided to go after my...
Somebody that I can get.
You know, not my usual type. He kept talking about that she wasn't his usual type. And I'm like, oh, you're really shallow.
Yeah. No, I mean...
Nothing wrong with shallow, but just be honest.
Be honest, you know. But yeah, Chelsea, I'm sorry, but you don't look like Megan Fox.
You don't, and that's okay.
I mean, and it's all right, you know.
That's
we're
all
not,
right.
We're not shaming anybody.
No,
none of that.
I don't look like a celebrity.
But you know, when you put it out in the open, in the universe, you know.
In the universe.
Yeah. Okay. You know, you just setting me up for a joke. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah. But, exactly. She set herself up.
Yeah, she set herself. That's what.
Because why would you say that?
Exactly. So, but you know, hope she finds somebody that can tolerate her,
because she's always,
because she has a lot of red flags. She has a lot of red flags. Yeah,
I actually loved how Jimmy handled their conflicts.
Yeah,
he always was calm.
Yeah,
and respectful. And
he finally said enough is enough, mm-hmm. and I get it. You know, he needs to find somebody that's gonna be on his level.
He's calm.
Yeah.
He doesn't want somebody like Chelsea who the way that she immediately starts crying and makes it about herself every time they get in an argument, that is a giant red flag. So I want to say to the new moons that if every time you get in an argument, male, female, all of the in between, the second that they know they're wrong, if the first thing they do is cry and make it about themselves, I want you to leave because that person is going to do that for the rest of your relationship, okay? Yeah. However long that is. They don't ever think they do anything wrong. All of us do something that is somewhat of a red flag, okay? All of our red flags are different sizes. But that, to me, the way that she behaved about him sleeping with somebody who he slept with long before he knew her was so weird. And so odd. Okay. And then to find out later that when he had gone to that bar, he went to a bar and she didn't like, I guess she didn't like going out or she didn't want to go to a bar. He was only there, I think, for like an hour or so.
Yeah.
And she knew this. She knew he wasn't going to be gone long. So to make that into an argument was so odd to me.
Right. And on top of that, you know, she got so defensive. Every time he would bring up, what's his name? Jimmy? Jimmy would bring up the whole ex-boyfriend thing with the open line of communication.
Yeah.
Unless you got kids, I'm going to say it again for the people in the back.
Yep.
Unless you got kids, I'm going to clap my hands. Unless you got kids, that's the only way a open line of communication should be there.
Exactly.
Other than that, why should you be in contact with your ex? Is that just saying, oh, I still got feelings for them, or maybe we could make it work?
Exactly.
And she got very defensive about it, so that means she's guilty about it.
Twice.
Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, not much to say about them. They're weird.
To kind of add to that, I just want to say something that I think needs to be said as we go into Mercury retrograde. That's oftentimes when you're going to hear from exes and people from your past. Guys, Eric made a really good point. Unless you have children together, you have no reason to be in contact with exes. Do you work together? What is your excuse exactly? So I'm going to say this about my exes. I'm going to use this as an example. I don't want any of my exes contacting me. You don't need to be thinking about me. There is no communication with any of my exes,
yeah,
okay? So I say that to say that when you are truly over somebody, they simply become a part of your story. And that's okay.
Exactly.
You know, and that should be the end of it.
That's the end of that chapter.
Exactly.
You write another chapter.
Exactly. Because you're never going to be able to move forward with somebody else.
Yeah. And I mean, I know a lot of people. I'm like, well, what if we work with them? It's simple. Just ignore
it. You work together. That's it. Are you co-workers? If you're co-workers, yeah, you got to work together. Yeah, but like,
people grow up.
Yeah.
Just to be honest with y'all, just grow up.
And if you're not over them, just admit it.
Yeah.
Even if you're just admitting it to yourself, we see right, like everybody else sees right through it.
Yeah.
Don't try to bullshit people. And that's what she was doing with Jimmy.
Yeah.
As for Jessica.
Jessica.
I love how she stood up for Laura. Okay, so Sarah Ann comes out in all this body glitter and this prom dress. And then Jeremy, or whatever, comes out in this Hawaiian shirt with no socks.
Right.
And Sarah Ann, the biggest pick me of all time, attacks Laura verbally. Not sure what that was about or why that was necessary. And I love that Jessica immediately comes to her defense.
Yeah.
And I will say this to all of you, New Moons, that is a true friend. That is somebody who is always going to have your back. Because you see, that situation had nothing to do with Jessica. But she saw a moment like, you know what, Laura's not here physically to defend herself. So I'm going to jump in and say, oh, okay, you want to have your moment? Okay, I'm going to let you have your moment, but I'm going to put you in your place too.
Right.
That's true friendship. And I will say on the reunion, Jessica was my favorite. She really showed up and showed out, and she looked nice in her red dress. But
yeah, she seems nice.
She does. And big Capricorn energy. That is somebody who she knows how to really handle her emotions.
Yeah.
She didn't get too emotional.
Yeah, not like Clay. He was like, let's go. Hold on. Let's rewind real quick. Clay. How do you go about talking about your dad and they ask you these questions and you start getting all emotional and then you like just turn it off? That's what we mean, you know, we see through the bullshit.
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's just no more wine for you.
Sorry. We're drinking out of red Solo cups, guys, because again, we're still moving.
Red cup.
So the wine glasses have been packed.
That part. Like Clay, come on, man.
Exactly. We stay a lot on AD and Clay because they were the most interesting of the whole season.
They were very interesting, but yeah, come on.
Yeah.
But yes, you're right. She had Jessica.
Jessica.
She handled her emotions very well.
She did. She really nailed the reunion.
You know, but is there anybody else?
Brittany and Kenneth. Remember, Kenneth was on his phone the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Brittany, you all know this from the episode I did where I briefly discussed them. Yeah. I love me some Brittany. Brittany is what Christians should behave like.
Exactly. You know, she wasn't trying to, you know, spread the gospel to everybody.
Exactly.
And ain't nothing wrong about spreading the gospel or anything like that. Not knocking on anybody's boots, but it's one thing is living it.
Yeah.
And then One she lives talking. Yeah, she lived there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, she did. And when she told him that she was going to wait, right?
So, yes.
To marry him, like, whoa. Guys, if you guys, men,
mm-hmm.
if you find somebody and she's saying that she wants to wait till she gets married, if y'all, you know, y'all have a long relationship, never had any relations
mm-hmm.
with each other and whatnot, guys, don't get mad.
Exactly.
Don't get mad.
Says a lot about you if you do.
Because that woman's going to take care of you.
Yeah.
She's definitely going to take care of you.
Yeah.
Not shaming on any other woman out there. we ain't going to do that.
We're both a little bit on the traditional side. So yeah, we see you know.
That
way. We're not conservative guys, nah, those guys at all. Obviously, I'm a witch.
No. Yeah. And I'm from Compton. Yeah. Anyway. No. Honestly, I think she was one of the nicest people on the show.
Yeah.
I think she was on the wrong show.
She needs to be on like Christian Mingle. Yeah. If they had a reality show.
Not going to lie. You know, pull out the Bible and let's read a verse together. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No. You know? And hey. This is coming from two people who are not Christian.
Yeah, exactly.
Saying this. Like, we both were like, this girl is authentic. This is a good person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, well, for me growing up in a Christian faith and then converting to Catholic and then be like, yo, they just want our money.
That part.
You know, but, you know, that's a whole different podcast.
That's a whole other episode.
That'll be our podcast that we do together, guys. But, see, look, we're giving a preview. I think she was on the wrong show.
I think so.
And, what was the guy's name?
Kenneth. He was only 26. Wow.
Yeah.
Life.
Principle life.
Life hits you hard, huh? How is he younger than both of us?
I know, right? I get carded. I got carded for this wine.
He looks so much older than both of us.
He seems really nice.
Yeah, he does. I'll give him that.
I don't think he's ready for any type of relationship.
Yeah.
But I will say that he was probably there to get some out of somebody.
You think have sex with somebody?
Yeah.
Even though he's also a Bible thumper?
Yeah.
But I think he was looking for marriage.
I don't think so because he emphasized a lot about his career.
Yeah, he talked about being a principal like every 10 seconds. Yeah,
and you're right. I mean, I guess I can't blame him for having that.
Yeah.
Maybe in his real life, in the real world, he doesn't have time to pursue love and mm-hmm. marriage and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he didn't like that she said, no, we're going to wait till marriage. I mean, because you could see it all over his face and it bothered him. I mean, if he was really bothered by that, he should have said, you know what? This isn't going to work out. From that point.
I agree.
But if he was willing to give it 100% and be like, okay, I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would have been another couple that would have made it. With the marriage. I don't know if it would have lasted, but.
So what are your thoughts on the internet saying that Kenneth is gay? I'm not gay or part of that community. I don't pick up on, you know, gay tendencies from him.
No, I think it's just that he's just so focused in his career.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he just wanted to get the show. Get it done,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, he does seem like a really nice person.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk bad about him. Not like Clay, you fumble the ball. Big time. He seems real nice. I think he's just very evolved with himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a really great person and a lot of people, you know, there's no, I'm, in my opinion, you can't really say, oh, well, he has gay tendencies. I mean, what do you mean?
I didn't see. What does gay look like?
I mean, right. Gay act like? Right. Because, yeah. You know, I know a few men that, you know, they probably, you know, a little different, but.
Well, I think about those cholos wrong. That are on TikTok.
Yeah, I would have never
the one in the couples.
Right, yeah. The TikTok
they're,
you showed me.
They're
I didn't
married.
Know that. I didn't know that until you told me, like, oh, yeah. Man. You know, but
they're also from LA, guys.
Wow.
Obviously, I'm not saying everybody from LA is gay. Relax. No.
But I didn't see any type of tendency that they're talking about. I think he was just focused on his career too much.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's okay. Like I said, he's not ready for relationship management.
He's not.
At all. I mean, just by his reactions with everything and being on his phone. I mean, you're on a show.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you take leave of absence for that from your job. If you have to be on your phone to take care of work and whatnot, you know, they say it takes about a year. What 38
weeks? Yeah.
38 weeks, a whole pregnancy.
A whole pregnancy, as you said.
You know, you have to line these things up, you know.
Yeah.
I guess throughout the show, we saw some people were actually going back to their lives. Cause they're not filming every day.
Right? I don't know.
But that's what I saw from him, that he kept bringing up about him being a principal, especially on the reunion and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. It sounded like an excuse.
Yeah, it's an excuse or, you know, but.
He could have just said, you know what? I love Brittany as a human being, but I'm not in love and she's not the one.
I
would have respected that.
He might have found his best friend. I mean, you never know. And that, you know, and that's fine, you know. But the chemistry, you think they had chemistry?
No.
No, I don't think so.
None.
They liked each other, but there's a lot of factors in being in a relationship. The chemistry, the likingness, and the love, you know, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they had chemistry.
At all. And I don't think at all that Kenneth is gay at all.
No.
Again, neither one of us are gay, so we're looking at it from a different...
I mean,
exactly, who cares?
Who cares?
But, I mean, I understand being like, well, why would you go on a show if you were gay? Well, I don't think he is. Right. I think that I can understand this as a former Christian, is that sometimes you feel like you're trying to fit in this box, and you're trying to fit into... Unfortunately, from my point of view, Christianity is a religion that doesn't allow you a lot of space to be you. And so that's just from my point of view, from being a former Christian. And so what I see a lot is him struggling with just being himself. I also don't think that he wanted to be with somebody white.
True. Yes. You're right.
I don't.
You're right.
That was the feeling I was getting, is that.
I forgot about that.
Is that he seemed uncomfortable with the fact that Brittany's white.
I think he didn't want his family to meet her.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that. But, yeah, that's another big factor right there that I think he would, you know, he probably felt like he was going to disown his family.
Yeah.
Dating somebody white, especially marrying somebody. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We are fumbling the microphone. Like Clay fumbled the bag.
Right.
I think to wrap it up, I'm going to see if there's any other couples that we need to talk about here.
Did we talk about the ones that actually got married?
We didn't really say much about them because there wasn't a lot to say. I think they're matched.
We did say that, you know. I did say that I hope that they get a 4-bedroom house and
in the minivan.
Two minivans.
Why the minivan? Ew.
I don't know. I don't know why. Because they don't want kids. They don't want kids. Don't say you don't want kids and you're going to end up with a pack.
I never had kids.
I know.
And I never wanted kids, so that's not true. And I have a Mustang.
But we didn't go on a show.
So if we would have gone on a show, we would have had a lot of kids together.
No, probably like three.
That kind of covers most of everybody. Again, we already talked about Jeremy and Brittany. I don't love them. I'm trying to think if there's any other couples. I think that was everybody, really. If not, then you guys can call us out and say, hey, you forgot these people. But yeah, we even talked about Trevor and having a girlfriend this whole time. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Obrigada, New Moons. That means thank you in Portuguese. Thank you so much for tuning in to the frequency of the Lua Nova podcast, where we have new episodes every single Friday. What you got to hear on this episode and the one previously is something that's in the works. Eric and I do plan to have our own podcast that is not witchy, that is not related to anything that is about manifesting, anything like that. But we kind of wanted to give you a preview of what it would be like. And over 10,000 of you have tuned in. So thank you so much for a very small podcast. That's a big deal. So I hope you know how much that means to me. If you would like to follow me on TikTok, my username is Josie the Mustang, and that is all one word. As you all know, I'm not taking personal readings anymore, but you can always send in your questions at luanovapodcast@outlook.com. I want to say a very special muito obrigada, not only to you, but also to our guest, Eric. Eric, thank you so much. I keep calling him by his name so that y'all know his name, but I do just normally call him babe. Thank you so much for...
Thank you for having me. This was fun. You should have done this a long time ago.
I agree.
By the way, this is not scripted.
No.
This is a straight up freestyle.
With wine infused.
Wine infused, yes. Wine and zingers.
There yes. You
go. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
Love you.
I love you too.
Aww.
Yes. I'll give you a real kiss in a second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, relax. Give you a second. I'll give you 1 second. 1 second.
Give me a kiss, Josie.
Say, get in the car, Josie.
Get in the car, Josie.
I know. I hate it. I hate it. One day on our podcast, which we have not even named it, we will talk about Good Girls. For those of you who have ever watched that show and you love that show, I know a lot of you women are super feral over Rio. And I have some exes for you that you can call if that is the case. I don't get it, but I guess it's not for me to get. Next week will be a pre-recorded episode. The episodes will go back to it being just me. I know a lot of you are like, boo, but we'd like when you have Eric on. Well, again, we're going to have our own episode. I mean, our own episode. The wine's kicking in, guys. Our own podcast coming in. I also want to say a very special muito obrigada to Eric, because not only is this man a provider, but he stayed up late with me to record this show. So ladies, it is very important for you to pay attention to the kind of man that you're picking. Because although those of us who are in relationships with men who are providers, something that we understand is that we run the household and they run the finances, etc. And with that being said, if a man actually gives a shit about you as a person and you give a shit about him as a person, you're partners. And so for him to be on my show and to take the time out from his job means a lot to me. Okay. So ladies, pay attention to little things like that. Okay. I'll talk to y'all next weekend. Ciao. You want to say ciao?
Ciao.